Welcome. We have information today that is going to shock you. Life-altering information about the bottles, the sippy cups, and the plastics that you use in your home that could be damaging your child, your baby, and who is protecting your children against these companies who are trying to poison and maybe kill your own baby. Can you imagine this? I am outraged. I'm disgusted. With me is my favorite attorney in the world, Robert Weiss. Robert, welcome.
Thank you, Darla, and good to speak to you again.
You know, this week, the NIH in Washington got together to discuss the potential toxic chemicals that companies like Evenflow, Gerber, Advent are using in their baby bottles that when heated up and when liquid is in there, it is releasing toxins that cause neurological damage. I am so upset. I can't even believe this. And of course, when I was reading this article, what do I see but one of the attorneys who's taking on these companies, who's going after them on behalf of babies and parents in America, is you.
Thank you, Darla. It's true.
I can't even believe it. You know what? A few weeks ago, we were being poisoned by peanut butter. Before that, we were being poisoned by spinach.
You know what?
And now we have to worry about our baby's bottles. I thought that companies had to be held to a higher standard when it came to what they use for infants. Is this true?
Well, believe it or not, this is really not a regulated area. It's not like a drug that's regulated by the Federal Drug Administration. It's a chemical, and there's really no regulation of these types of chemicals. So this is completely legal. The question is, as it always is, Darla, is what did these companies that you mentioned and other companies that were involved in it, what did they know, and when did they know it? And I could tell you, as litigation proceeds, we're going to find memos, because they, the only ones who've really studied this chemical, it's called, let's just back up a little bit and tell everyone what it is. It's a chemical called bisphenol A that comes as a result of heating baby bottles and other plastics. As everyone knows, that there's no way around plastics right now. And their bisphenol A is a subtle compound. It's right now we're able to test in parts per trillion, which is like a spot of dirt on 55 tons of laundry. And at that very, very subtle level, this chemical, based upon the objective research, not the industry research, because the industry, the chemical industry, has been, you know, involved in a massive scientific cover-up of what they know and when they knew it. But based upon legitimate industry, legitimate research, you see tremendous problems. I mean, this is pretty bad. It causes chromosome sorting errors, which can lead to all sorts of sex problems, hormonal problems in girls and boys. It leads into the early onset of puberty. Throughout the entire world, it's a medical mystery as to why girls are starting to menstruate earlier than they ever have. You've got girls right now in third and fourth grade menstruating regularly. You didn't used to see that. It leads to obesity and diabetes, impaired brain development, impaired immune function, cancer, sperm defects. It's been linked to autism, female reproductive issues, miscarriage. It's bad stuff in baby bottles. So what's happening, and what we've talked about for a long time, is a tendency for the you know, corporate boardrooms to make decisions in a moral vacuum. I mean, they're always looking at how to make more money and how to meet their quarterly earnings reports and how to basically cover their asses while they could be criticized for not making enough money. And all sorts of ethical issues sort of get shunted to the wayside. But now we're talking about baby bottles, which is like a primary human thing. I mean, this is in many respects, the purpose of our existence here in many ways is to pass on to the next generation. So I think these companies have crossed a line that even people who feel there are too many lawyers, too many lawsuits, we don't want to regulate business. I think on this you're going to start to see a brushback.
Okay, this is my question. Why, when you buy a baby bottle, there's nowhere on the baby bottle does it say that it contains this chemical. That if you heat up this, every mother heats the baby bottle up either in a pot of boiling water, like I did, or in the microwave.
Right.
And nowhere does it say that you cannot, hold on, let me get this phone, that you cannot, nowhere does it say that you cannot heat this up. Otherwise, you're damaging your child in the future.
Hopefully after the lawsuit that we're going to bring next week, which I can't give you the details of it because, you know, we're still in the process of drafting, but we're in the process of drafting a major lawsuit that should hit next week. Hopefully, as a result of that lawsuit, they'll start to get some warnings. But right now, there's no requirement for a warning. And the companies, of course, know about this. There are baby bottles that are advertised as bisphenol-free. These companies have done the research. They know the risks of bisphenol, but they've kept this research under wraps.
So, wait, they're writing that their bottles are bisphenol-free?
Right. Some baby bottles are marketed as bisphenol-free, but there's no obligation.
So they know it's damaging.
They absolutely know what this is.
They know it,
and they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to buy scientists, to put together legal teams, to do exactly what they did in tobacco. You remember the tobacco litigation? Remember when you were a kid, Dollar, that there was something called the tobacco industry, which was a group of cigarette companies that got together, bought off scientists with junk science, and said that, you know, took the position that cigarette smoking didn't necessarily cause cancer. We had to study it more, all the while keeping the product on the market and raking in billions of dollars of profits. Remember that? Same thing going on here.
All right. So I run the Happy Housewives Club. I have thousands of women who are mothers, who are members of my website all around the world. And I posted this bisphenol article, okay? And only a few women read it. And I'm concerned that we have become so, you know, used to having plastics and all of these chemicals in our lives that a lot of people think, you know, that they can't do anything. But I say that we can. And I say that we should take on these companies. And you have started a petition on rightsforamericans.com.
Right.
And I encourage all of my members to sign this petition. Sign this petition to make these companies accountable. Robert, I am so upset over this. I can't even
see straight.
I'll
tell you something. It's like I'm kind of jaded because I deal with this all the time. But this is pretty bad. I mean, this is as bad as I've seen it. You have to realize when you're selling Vioxx to seniors, and you know that you're going to create somewhere on the order of magnitude of 100,000 heart attacks, you know you're hurting people at the end of their life, and that's bad. And when you're selling cigarettes that you know causes cancer and you know is going to kill people, that's bad too. But you know the argument.
These are our babies.
These are babies.
These are our
little
infants.
Babies.
You know what?
This is the primary human thing. How could you do this?
Okay, let me just tell you my theory, and I think I'm always right. All right, everyone's talking about this rate of autism that has gone up, you know, mysteriously over the past 10 years.
155, it's skyrocketed. It's an epidemic. 155
children.
So what
else has happened? Right, and everyone's saying maybe it's the vaccinations, but I'm thinking maybe it's the plastic bottles, considering we didn't used to use these types of plastic bottles years ago, the soft plastic bottles. This is a new thing.
It's a very new thing. Of course. I mean, you know, there was no autism when we were growing up. We discussed this. When we were growing up, there was no autistic kids. Now one in 155 kids is autistic. Why? What did these companies know? When did they know it? I think these companies owe a duty to the American people. And that's one of the reasons why I started Rights for Americans. They owe a duty to the American people to come clean, to tell us every one of the tests, to let us know every one of the studies that they've done on these chemicals. They need to know. We need to know what they know.
And what did they know? Let's talk about the peanut butter story for a minute. I have one of the members on my website, this woman, who her whole family ate the Peter Pan peanut butter. And then, you know, they gave the leftover, the son gave the leftover sandwich to their dog. And then the dog died. They all were violently ill all week. And it ends up they go to be tested, and they did have the salmonella virus. Now, I know you have a class action suit with parents on that. But, I mean, why is it, what's happening that we can't trust anything that we eat, anything that we buy? I mean, I just am in shock. I am in shock. Is there no integrity? Do the people who are making the products not give a crap about anything but the almighty dollar?
Basically, the short answer to that question is absolutely true, that they don't. What's happened is there's a divorce. intellectually, people divorce their ethical self, their better self, when they're with their family. These people are nice to their kids and the dog. The people running these companies that were poisoning these kids, I'm sure they're nice to their own children. I'm sure they're good to their dogs, and I'm sure a lot of them go to church, and a lot of them go, you know, they're in the community, and they're nice people and everything like that. But for some reason, when it comes to business, there's this separation where they think that, you know, well, you know, I'm not going to be in this company. I'm only going to be here for I don't want to take the hit on this. I'm not going to be the one who's going to blow the whistle and cause the company to lose money. Let somebody else deal with that. So they make these moral compromises. And of course, I don't want to say what it's going to do to this, what it does to their souls. I mean, that's up to God. But, you know, here on earth, they should pay. We should not allow this to happen. There has to be a...
They should pay. That's exactly they should it. Pay. They should pay. And we are going to, I am going to help bring women, you know, bring this idea to the women and make the women come to Washington, go to Congress, sign this petition. You know, enough is enough. We have to start protecting our children.
I agree with you. And you know, and on the Rights for American site, we have a petition that we're gathering people for petition. We're in the process right now of gathering people. We're going to get involved in some political action to just, you know, we have to stop. I think this is the line. They finally crossed the line when they did this with baby bottles. This is,
you know,
I'm laughing because I don't know what else to do. But, you know, come on, guys.
Let me tell you this. When you are a mother, you're reading, when you're pregnant, you're reading all the books on how to raise a good child and how to raise a baby genius, and we're putting the headphones to our babies, and then we're sticking in their mouths this plastic nipple, this plastic bottle, and a lot of mothers think that they're giving the baby the best choice, and it's so sad because these mothers have the best intentions. And now you're telling me, Robert, that you have done tests, and children of today, they're finding plastic in their bodies.
95% of the Americans, adults and children who were tested positive for bisphenol A. Bisphenol A is an estrogen, a synthetic estrogen. If it's said on the bottle, this may give you a synthetic estrogen, no one would do it.
Right. Well, shouldn't they? Okay, where is the regulation?
There is no regulation.
We have the FDA.
First of all, let me explain to you.
If we have the FDA, why don't we have, who is watching
nobody,
the chemicals that go into our products?
Nobody.
And let me throw this out there, because this is a huge debate among my women. I don't want anyone thinking that just because they breastfed their baby means that they're free from this toxic chemical, because you said it's also in sippy cups and in pacifiers.
Well, it is, and pacifiers not quite as much. It's the hard chemical. It's not the soft part of the pacifier, but it's definitely in sippy cups. And you know, it's in some pacifiers. It's not so much in the nipple as it is in the bottle. It's the hard plastic, not the soft plastic. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to avoid it. But you know, if you're asking me whether I think it's a good idea that people breastfed as opposed to putting their, and of course, they didn't know that.
No, I'm not asking if you think that's a good idea, because that has nothing. You're
I'm
a lawyer. The moms
okay,
don't care what you
right.
think about
well,
that.
Well, you know what? Then I take it back, because you're right, because I'm thinking that's exactly true.
But when you take the sippy cup and you put it in the microwave, or you heat it up a little bit, you're releasing the same chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, and how about, you know, even the moms, here's a good point, even the moms who do breastfeed, who pump and pump into a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So it's affecting everybody, every baby now, because nobody even uses glass bottles anymore.
Right.
You know what? This reminds me of this issue. We've got to get back to basics. Modern conveniences are killing us. Greed is destroying our nation as Americans. And the top corporate guy doesn't care about your baby, mommy.
No,
he doesn't.
No. He really doesn't. And I think, you know, it's the moms. A lot of times when it comes to this basic morals, basic ethics in a society, it's the moms that really have the highest moral ground. I mean, everyone knows that's a primary relationship, no matter what religion you are, even if you don't believe in any religion. The relationship between a mother and a child is sacred. It's primary. By breaching this, I think it calls into question, people are going to start to question all sorts of the ways business is done, because what kind of system do we have in this country that will allow people to get even to this point?
You know what? I'm in my kitchen. You heard the phone ring before. My dogs are running around the backyard. They're barking. And this is what I do. I sit here and I create these podcasts with, you know, people who I think are influential in the world and who could make good change. Robert, you run Rights for Americans, and this is a website that I believe in. You're trying to change things, and I really cannot stress enough that if we don't get on the ball, moms, if we don't start to write to the congressmen, write to your senators, you know, and make people accountable for what they're doing. You know, sign petitions, get on the class action suit. I want to sign me up,
I'm
Robert.
I'm going to sign you up, doll.
You know, let me tell you something. You also, I have read an article that you wrote in one of the magazines that you said that a rat exposed to this chemical for 5 minutes starts acting hyperactive.
Well,
is that
it's
true?
Five doses of the chemical. It would be five. It wouldn't be 5 minutes, but in other words, a similar type of dose that a baby would have after five times in the bottle. Yeah,
a baby is fed every few hours. So basically, within 2 days.
Well, do you remember how many hyperactive kids, ADD kids, when you were a kid?
There were no
ADD
kids.
There were no autism kids.
Let me tell you, nobody had a peanut allergy when I was a kid. And now in Hannah's school, it's a peanut-free zone. You can't even bring in a cookie that could have been made in a factory with their peanuts because there's so many kids allergic.
Yeah.
All right? And when I was a kid, I don't remember anyone having autism. No one had ADD because if you ran around, you were just a wild kid. But now we have all these diseases. And what I was going to say to you is when Connor was, you know, 5, 6 years old, and even to this day, he has issues. He's very irritable. He jumps off the walls. And you know what? Maybe now I'm thinking maybe it was this bottle that I gave him. Maybe I poisoned my son unknowingly.
Well, you know, the point is you can't get upset at yourself because there were companies that did not share this information with people. They should, you know what I'm saying? The right thing to have done was when this science was coming out, there was at the NIH meeting, the National Institute of Health meeting, the National Institute of Health is a quasi-governmental agency. They're very close with the industry that they regulate, like all governmental agencies. And the chairman of the panel of scientists worked for Merck, probably the worst corporate citizen in the country, the people who bought you Vioxx. On the other side were academicians, And consumer advocates. They submitted 200 papers, and the reaction was so rancorous that they had to cancel the meeting, because you know the industry, the chemical industry, has done everything they can to ignore the rising cry to stop this. And now what they're doing is they're hiring lawyers, and I can tell you, they're going to spend billions of dollars on lawyers against Rights for America. But it doesn't matter, Darla, because we're right and they're wrong, and ultimately God will be on our side, and we will prevail.
We will prevail. And the first step we could do is, ladies, do not put plastic in your microwave. No plastic dishes. You know, I have all these hard plastic dishes that I buy all the time for the kids.
Yeah.
Okay? And I have, you know, and enough. I have got to start using, you know, everyone, glass and ceramic. Let's get back to basics. Let's get back to the old-fashioned ways. We are destroying our bodies.
That's very good advice.
And how about saran wrap and all these other plastics? People put them in the microwave.
Yeah. Any kind of you know, you got to be careful. Plastics, if you took a plastic coffee cup, first of all, when you see coffee sitting in the coffee cup, let's say you don't finish your coffee and you turn around the middle of the day and you see the coffee's been sitting there for a long time in a plastic cup. The coffee's seeped deeply into the cup and the cup is seeped deeply into the coffee. That's what happens to your body on a very, very micro level. This is happening. Plastics are dangerous. That plastic coffee cup or the plastic baby bottle would not decompose for millions of years. It will not decompose naturally for millions of years. It'll stay there forever. It stays in your body forever.
Right. I really am curious to see when all of the evidence comes out. I have to believe that this chemical is causing half of the problems in our children, and I'm devastated. I really – sign me up. I'm ready to march on Washington. I want quality products for my family. I demand it, and I am going to use my dollars wisely. And, ladies, I tell all of you out there, use your dollars wisely. We are not going to support no longer Gerber, Evenflow, Avent, what else? Play School?
All the manufacturers. This is not one company. This is an industry. This is an industry. The only bisphenol-free baby bottle you can buy is a baby bottle that says bisphenol-free. They're marketing it at a premium. It costs more money to buy. They know.
So it's just like, you know, now you have to ask for a vaccine that's mercury-free.
Right.
Let's get our bottles bisphenol-free. When you go get food, make sure your food is pesticide-free and hormone-free. We have to struggle and fight for quality products. This is disgusting, but Robert Weiss of Rights for Americans, I want you on. You know, you have to come on Happy Housewives Club all the time.
It's a pleasure to come
Tell
on
us
your show, Darla.
What is going
on? I really
on.
Appreciate it.
And we
it.
Are all going to sign up for your petition. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
You take on these companies,
Thank you,
Robert.
Darla.